Yeah, these are also things that little kids used to play with. They were big and round, and they used to go round and round.
Oh, hula hoop?
Yeah. Have you ever heard the things that go in a barrel called hoops?
Yeah, hoops.
Okay. What do you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Cork.
Okay, what do you call a musical instrument that you play at your mouth?
Harmonica.
All right, and how about the other thing you play? You kind of hold it between your teeth and you pluck it.
A kalimba.
A what?
A kalimba.
What's that?
Well,
might be the same thing.
Well, when the guy's murdering in the fireplace and when he put it in the mouth and he do the same thing.
It just makes a kind of a twang sound?
Yeah.
Alright, have you ever heard that called a Jew's harp? Okay, but kalimba?
Yeah.
Okay. That's, is this about earth, wind, and fire?
Yeah.
Do they have a picture of it on the album by any chance?
I don't know.
So I can go look and see if it's the same thing you're talking about. Do you know what one looks like?
A kalimba?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little thing has...
Can you draw it?
I don't think so.
Let me see if I can.
It's
metal, and it's shaped like that. And it has a piece that comes up like this, sort of. And that's the part you pluck. This is darker. No?
It's a little piece. It's shaped sort of like that.
Yeah?
But it's got strings in it. Or sometimes it has little wild pieces.
Oh, more than one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is only about one.
Yeah, he just picked them and makes it different sound.
Could it be an African instrument or a Caribbean instrument?
I guess it would be a Caribbean instrument.
Sounds like it. Oh, okay. All right, what do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
Okay. What do farmers break up the ground with in the spring?
A plow.
Okay. Now, do you know of any different kinds of plows?
Well, you got a horse-drawn plow.
Okay.
And you got a tractor.
All right.
That one with a wheel on the back and you just push it. That's how I wake up.
Okay. There's another kind. It's after you finish plowing, you use this to break up the ground even finer. It's like you go over the same place again.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it.
Have you ever heard of a harrow or harrow?
No.
Okay. What do you call a frame that's shaped like an X and you lay a log across it to cut it?
A frame shaped like an X.
And it kind of supports the log while you're sawing on it.
A workhorse?
Okay. Now what if it's shaped like an A? And if you have two of them, you can lay a plank of wood across and it makes a table.
A workhorse?
Alright, did the same?
Yeah.
All right. You might take care of your hair with a comb and a...
brush.
Right. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
What's another word for bullets? Those kind of bullets.
Lead.
Cartridges. Yeah. Okay. In a playground, what do you call a plank of wood that's laid over a little trestle that goes up and down?
Seesaw.
All right, and if you saw some kids doing that, you'd say they are?
Seesawing.
All right. What do you call a thing that it hangs from a tree? There's a long rope and there's a tie or something on the end of it.
Swing.
What do you carry coal in?
Coal?
Yeah, did you ever have a coal?
Yes, yeah, coal.
How would you keep the coal?
We kept it on a coal beam, but we carried it in our hand most of the time.
Oh, you didn't have a special thing to carry it in?
No, sometimes we use it. Now, when it was outdoors, we used the bucket.
Okay, fine. What do you call a small vehicle that has a little wheel in front and you pick it up like this?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay.